Rashi says, Kala Kamoshi. You're not allowed to lie. You have to say exactly what she is. So Rashi speaks out to him, Yeshba Mum, if she's not such a good one, Yishtakul, just keep quiet. Lo Yishavchu, don't give a shvach. But you have to say the way she is. If she's nice, nice, you have to say the truth. Or Beisil Loimrim, no. Kala Nova Chasuda. No matter what type of a kala she is, you're supposed to say she's beautiful, she's nice, the best of the best. Rashi, chutzah chesed mashachla. She's mamish, looks delicious. She's a chesed there, chutzah chesed. She's gushmak, supposed to say in front of the chosim. Even though she doesn't look so nice, still you're supposed to be mashabecha. For the Gemara, omulem beisham lebeisilul. So beisham is back to beisilul. Harei shoyisach geres. What's going to be if she's a lame, a hunchback? Oy suma, real she's blind. How can you say kala no vechasuda if she's blind? That's a mum. How could you say nice things? How could you say she's beautiful? She's perfect. Like, how could you say that? The Torah says, you're not allowed to lie. You have to go away from a lie. So they show me, yes, Basila, how can you lie? Basila answers back to Beishamai. The Devrechim, according to you, Misha Lokach Mekach Ram in Ashuk. Let's say somebody bought something, and he got a lemon. He brought it home ready, he bought a car, and the car's a lemon. Yishabchu b'yeinov or yignenu b'yeinov. Now that he bought it already, it's over, it's too late. What are you supposed to tell him? Are you supposed to tell him he got a lemon, terrible? Or are you supposed to tell him he got a good thing? Have yoyim, they still says the story is, yishabchenu b'yeinov. You should tell him it's good already. Like, don't make fights. You have nothing to gain anymore. If he could give it back, tell him the truth. But if not, he bought it already. Yishabcheh b'yenov, mima shabech, and tell him it's nice. And mikanam from here we said, mikanam chachamim, liyolam teidaitoy shalodim urevis and abrius. A person is supposed to act nice and try and have friends and be nice for people. In other words, always try and make the other person feel happy. The kitzur of the Ritva explained, this is the yisoid of darkei shalom. To make peace, sometimes you're allowed to lie. The yisoid of a lie means, really, sheker means what Hashem doesn't want you to do. Emes means what Hashem wants you to do. That's called the truth. Moshe by Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, his midah was emes. And if you want to know anybody that lied the most in the Torah is Yaakov Avinu. The most lies we find is by Yaakov. He said on the Esav, he lied, he's Esav. On the Esav Bechorcha, he wasn't the Bechor. So the pshat is, a real sheker means what Hashem doesn't want. And real emes means what Hashem does want. And by Yaakov, even though it looks to us like sheker, but Hashem wants him to do it, that's called emes. So Mishum Darke Sholom, Hashem wants us to have Sholom. Benodom Lechaveroi, Benoi Benish Lishtoi, sometimes you're allowed to lie. So therefore, that's Beisil Lashita. Beisil holds, in order to make the Chosim feel happy about his Kala, or if a guy bought something, even though it's a lemon, but you're supposed to make him feel happy, as Midas of Sholom, you're allowed to lie, and tell him it's good. Who are then by Hilchos Rechilis is brought down, certain times you're allowed to lie. The guy says to ask you, I have to say, I just saw you talking to my friend, and I know he told you about me. I wonder, what did he tell you about me? So even though the guy told you bad things about him, you're allowed to lie and said he said good things about you. To make shalom, to make peace, sometimes you're allowed to lie. All right, you have to know how far to go with it. But that's the story here, though. The Basila says, I'll start a shalom, you're allowed to say, you're allowed to lie. But Yosef Abdim Yamahochi Moshe Kaimei, Kalsa Marova. When you used to have a kala in Eretz Yisrael, you used to sing in front of her like this. Loi kochol, she doesn't need eye makeup. Loi sorg, she doesn't need powder. Loi pirchois, she doesn't need other things she doesn't need. V'yalas chen, still she looks beautiful. In other words, used to meshabeicha. She doesn't need makeup, even without the makeup, still she's yalas chen. Alright, we'll stop here. He holding up Yudzayin Amar Aleph, five lines down. Mar says now, Kiyosa Ravdimi, Amar Hocha. When Ravdimi came, he said over that, Hochi Moshri, Moshru Kame Kalosa Marova. And Eretz Yisrael, when they had a Kala, this is the way they used to sing in front of her. That, like Kochol, she doesn't need any paint, any makeup like, Vloy Sorek, no powder, Vloy Pirchus. She doesn't have to like, Rosh says, Kliya Sayer. She doesn't have to braid her hair. V'yala Schein, still she's very gracious. In other words, even without the makeup, still she's Yalaschein. That's what they sang in front of the Kala. Again, this part of the mitzvah we spoke out of being a Samech Techosin.
The way you mesamech the chosn is by singing nice things, saying nice things about his kala, that makes him feel good. Now we go to smicha. Ki somchu rabbonin l'Rab Zeira. When the rabbonin gave smicha to Rabbi Zeira, shorin l'hochit, they sang like this. Loi kochu v'loi sorok v'loi pirchu. It's the same thing, like he doesn't need makeup, a paint, or he doesn't need powder, or he doesn't have to braid his hair. For yalaschein, still it's yalaschein, yeschein. It's like a kash, like what do you have to do it here? Like Bishloima by Kalo, we say his name, Sameach the Chosin, make him feel good. So you have to say nice things about his Kalo. A Rabbonin got Smicha, what do you have to sing for? So I'm going to say also a thing to sing to make him feel happy. They just got something very special. He got Smicha, it's a big thing. So I used to sing to make him feel good. When the Rabbonin gave Smicha to Rabami and to Rabasi, this is the way they sang in front of them. That kol min dein, the kol min dein smuchu. People like these deserve to get smicha. Smicha lanu. These type of people we should give smicha to. Loy sismuchu, we should not give smicha. Loy sismuchu lanu, we should not give loy min samisin. Not to people like samisin. Rashi says, misarsin halachas behepach tameim. They say just the opposite. They say the wrong svaras. They say the wrong reasoning for the halachas. Those people should not get smicha. In other words, the mint is said that these rabbonim are not that way. V'loy min sarmitin. Rashi says, losin sarmatutin, also some people that don't understand the right shot. V'yarmelon, some say, loy min chamisin, v'loy min termisin. That means not people that only understand Rashi says, chamishis atam. Chamisin means they only understand one-fifth of the reasoning. Or else, loy min termisin, they only understand like one-third of the pshat. It's interesting. On the side here, Oruch learns Pshat. He says, "Zelosh and Oruch, Berach Chomus means Chamisin Shesheinim Chumsha Shemasechta." Some might only learn 1/5 of the Masechta. That's cool. The people don't deserve to get smicha. Rabbi Avua ki Avi Osim in Mesifta Levei Kesa. When Rabbi Avua used to leave his yeshiva and he went to the government, to the Levei Kesa, to the king, is Nafka Amos of the Levei Kesa. So the maid of the Levei Kesa used to come out Liape in front of Rabbi, she would sing in front of him like this. She would say, "Rabbi Diyome, like you're a great person of your nation. Rashi Nosi Biyamoy, you're like the president of your nation. Or Medarvino Diyumse, and Rashi says, you're a manik, you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. Boitzina Denhura, like your face is shining from light. And Rashi says later means, I'll show you Klaste Ponov, Mavik. His face used to shine. So she said, like I see a light shining out of your face. Is Borech Mesech L'Sholem. She gave him a bracha that Rashi's Biach L'Sholem, you should go in peace. But before she wanted to say, it means the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she like bench to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave such big Tavid HaChomin. Omer Olav Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi. They said about Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Shoyenoito Bad Shal Hadas, used to take a branch of a Hadas from a Hadas tree, and Umarakar Afnei HaKalo, we went to a chasna, used to dance in front of the kala, holding a branch of hadasim. They smell nice, they're like nice, as if to say, it's something nice for the kala. For Yomer, he would say, kala no, the chasuda is a nice kala. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, merake dat losa. When he danced in front of the kala, he didn't just take one hadas, but it took three of them. Rashi says, we used to like juggle with them. Atlos Rashi says, Sholosh Badin, three stalks like, Zurich Echad, he threw up one, and the Kabbalachas and caught one. So that's the way he used to dance in front of the Kala. Since he went all out to be Mechzameach the Chosn in Kala. So Omer Rab Zera said, Komach Seflon Saba, like this old person is embarrassing us. Like, Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, who was a big Talmud Chacham. So Rab Zera thought it wasn't a Fikvaidai, it wasn't something nice for a big old Talmud Chacham like Rav Shmuel to dance and juggle in front of a kala. So he said that he's embarrassing us. So Rashi learns, Machsav lo saba means, She mezalzo b'chvoy tamid chachamim. He's being mezalzel in the covered of a Talmud Chacham. For noye kalas rosh b'yatzman, he's doing something like a normal person does. It doesn't fit, it's not fit for Talmud Chacham to do it. So do the klal is, there's a locha that you have to give covered for the Torah. So Talmud Chacham shouldn't do this. So Rav Zera thought it was wrong for him to do this. Even though B'Emerson is doing a mitzvah, he's being a sameach a chosn b'kala, but still by says he thought he's going too far, didn't have to juggle there. Like the first man, the Yomah, that just took one hadas, that was alright. But he that he took three and was juggling there, that he thought he was going too far, too much. He thought he wasn't doing the right thing. But what happened to Meister was, ki nach nafshei, when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was nifter when he died, is ifsik amudu denura, the mamish was a light, a fire that came out between bein didei l'kuli yamam. That there was a separation of fire that separated him, this Meister, this nifter, and the rest of the world. And that's a tremendous chus that shows that he was a great tzaddik. Well, Gemiri, we know, we learned that the la'ifsek amud denura, something like this, that a fire should come down to separate him from the rest of the world, only happens el ila chad bedora, ila trei bedora, either to one or two people in the door. It only happens to gedolei hador. So the kids of this was a simin that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak was a big tzaddik. He was a big god lador. So therefore, Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira now said that ahan yalei shutisil asaba. Rav Zeira saw now, he said the wrong thing. That really what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak did was the right thing. When he went to Mesameach the Chos and the Kal and danced even like that, he did the right thing. That's Loshen ahan yalei shutisil asaba. His shutisil, Rashi says, the pshat is shayt shel hadas. Shem Rakid Boy. The fact that he used to dance with his adasim in front of the kala, that's what helped him, that he was zeicha to have this special fire that came and divided him and the rest of the world. For Yamrilo, and some say shtusei. Shtusei means pashid, to kashaita, as he acted in front of the kala like a shaita. He didn't act so much that he wasn't a bagaiva, and he went to dance in front of the kala like a shaita. That's what gave him this big schus. The Yarmilon, some say, Shitse Lesaba. It's all the same shot. Shitse means, Rashi says, means, Shitose Manhogai. The way his Shita, the way he acted, his meaning, the way he acted, that caused him to be Zeicha to such a thing. So Tay speaks out like, how did Rav Zeira know it was Taka, the fact that he danced in front of the Kala, that caused him to have these big schusen? Maybe something else caused it. So the third Tay says, like, Yeshloima, the Omo Denura, Ho Yekain, Shifta the Hadas. This fire that came down to separate him and the rest of the world looked like a hadas. Because the Armin of a gracious rabbi, that's what the Medrash says. That nochas shifta denura, the yisavid came shifta the hadas. That what happened was when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak was nifta, the fire that came down also looked like a hadas. Like this myrtle bush. So therefore, Rav Zeira now knew that it was b'schus, that he danced in front of the kala like a shaitan, that he was zecha to be such a big tzaddik. So the kids, when you are doing a mitzvah, there's no klal l'chura v'inay kovet. Just like it's brought down on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, a person is supposed to do things l'kovet Shabbos, and not think, I have maids, let them do everything. And the Gemara brings down ma'isim, a big tanoim, also, one used to get the water, one used to get the wood for the fire, one used to get the fish himself. Kids, when you go to do mitzvahs, there's not a thing, you have to be noy kovet b'yatzmoy. If you're doing a mitzvah, then it's alright. Here also, the dance in front of the kala is the mitzvah, so he held the smutzer even to do these things. Right, the Rav Acha, when Rav Acha went to Chasano, Markiv lo akseifa, he put the kala on his back, on his shoulders, Omarakim, he danced with the kala on his shoulders. So Amrile Rabbonin said back to Rav Acha, Anan mal lemevet hochi, what about us? Can we also do this? Are we allowed to pick up the kala and dance with her? So Amrile, he answered back like this, if she is to you like a piece of wood, then it's mutter. In other words, Rabach, his madregi, had no hihurim. He didn't think about her as a girl. He only thought he's doing a mitzvah. So for him, it's mutter. But if you're not at that madregi, a normal person, when he picks up a kala, he thinks about the kala, then about the ritzosa. Rashi says, Barakid layak seifa, esakala. Kikshura kikura viyamo sheinate maharim oleho. If you don't think about her that she's a girl, you just think she's like a piece of wood. If it doesn't have any here any effect upon you, then it's mutter. But if not, you're not allowed to pick her up. Viloi loi. But if you're a normal being that you do think about her, then you're not allowed to pick her up. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Omer Rav Yenison. Mutter lestakel befnei kala kol shiva. You're allowed to look, stare in the face of the kala, the bride, all 7 days of the Sheva Brochis. For what purpose? Kedei lechava v'abayla. In order to make her look nice in front of her husband. Lechava v'abayla. In order to make a husband love her. In other words, it's like we learned before. Of Ketzer Meraktel of Kala, you're supposed to dance and say nice things in front of the Kala, all to make the husband come to like her. So here also, he held his smutter to steer with her for 7 days. And the Gemara says, though you should know, for less tukos a kavose, but we don't pass like that. Still, it's also to be mistakel. To mistako means you stare at her. To stare at a kala, the girl, you're not supposed to stare at her. So even though you mean to do it the shei mitzvah, but I call upon him, you're not supposed to do this, that's not the right way. Tana rabbonin, ma'avirin es hameis v'fnei kala. We have two things going on. You have to walk in the kala now to the chuppah. Rachmanis on the other street, there's a mace, they're making the mace levaya. And both of them have to go down the same street. Who has preference? Who comes first? Like, which is more of a covet? A kala comes first. When I take the kala down to the chuppah, she comes first. You give her more covet than you give to the mace. Rashi says, Marvirin means, Kishakala yoitse mi beisa via le beis chasnusa. When the kala is going to a chasana. V'noitse mace yoitse. And also the Rachmanis people carrying a mace, making a levaya. Or bezul bezul luchsen. Both of them have a large amount of people. The ain roitzim lisarev, they don't can't go down the same street, is mavirin es a mace derech acheres. They're supposed to take the mace down a different street and let the kala go first. Let the kala go down the street. Vice says, as kovet kala comes before kovet a mace. And some akronim say, la locha like that, nafgamino, if you have a kupa shel tzedakah, shalom, what do you use the money for? If you have a chnosas kala going on, and you have a tzoyin sameis, which one is more important? Here it's mashma, chnosas kala is more important. V'zev mefnei melech Yisrael. But if there's a question about giving cover to a king, then both of them have to go aside and let the king go first. The cover to a melech, that's more important. But omro lov al agrifas ha-melech. They said about agrifas ha-melech, that she'ovar melefnei kala. Like it happened once with him, that he was tackled walking down the street, and he let the kala go in front of him. V'shabchu l'chachomim, and the chom gave him a shvach, mashmi did something nice. So chorot akasha from the Gemara, shabchu mechlal the shapur of it. If they gave him a shvach, they praised him, mashmi the king did something good. Aiv l'omar Rav Ashi says, that afil olaman diyoma, nosi shemoch l'akvoy de kvoy di mochol, even if you want to say a nosi like the president. If he wants to be Meichel HaKvoy, to give up his respect, he has the right to be Meichel, give up his respect. But Allah is Melech, Shemochel HaKvoy Doi, Ein Kvoy Dei Mochel. A king, a Melech Yisrael, is not allowed to be Meichel HaKvoy Doi. Even if he tells people, you don't have to respect me, so what? There's still a chiyus to respect him. The Yom HaMar, because we learned, it says in the Posik, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. You always have to have a king over you. Put a king upon you. That means, that the fear of the king should always be upon you at all times. And the king himself doesn't have a right to take away his covet. As Vice says, that's the pshat of a king. The pshat from a king is that people have respect for him. If the king is Meichel, takes off his respect, he's not called the king then. And it says, he always has, when he's appointed for king, he has to be a king the whole time. So Hur Agrifas the Melech did something wrong here. He was not allowed to let the kala go first. So how come Shabchu Chachomim? So Gemara says, Parshas Terochim Avoy. Here it wasn't the case that he mamish let her go first. It was in an intersection on a highway. So it wasn't Nikar, it didn't look so much as if he let her go in front, but rather it looked as if he's making a right turn, and he let her go down the street. So Rashi, Yisroim Tosan Lech HaMelech, Yisroel Huzarul, Shiyasim Aleim, should have a lot of kings. What does that mean, Kleimer? What do you mean, appoint a lot of kings? You have to have the fear of the king always upon you. You can't be Michael, is covet. So how could the king let the kala go in front of him? The Torah says, here was Proshas Racham Avoy. It's not Nika that the king let the kala go in front of him. It looked like he had to make a right turn. The kids, he's different than saying that's not nikah so much, he's letting her go, then it's mutter. But in a place where it's a question of both going down the same street, who goes first? Habad al-Lachri, the melech, has to go first. It's not covered. Tana Rabbon. Mevatlin Talmud Torah lo Yitzoyas Ameis. You're allowed to stop learning in order to go to Yitzoyas Ameis. If they're making a levai, they're taking the mace out of his house to bury him, you're allowed to stop learning to go to this mitzvah voice of Haitzoyas Ameis. Well, Achnosas Kala, if you're there at the time when you're taking the Kala out of a house to the Chuppah, you're also allowed to stop learning and go to do this mitzvah. Is Omru Olav Arab Yehuda Breb Yiloi? They said about Rabbi Yehuda Breb Yiloi, Shoyim Avato Tamatur Latzoyas Ameis, well, Achnosas Kala, that he also used to stop learning and he went to do these two mitzvahs. So some Rishonim learn, it's only Rishus. Means if you want to stop learning, you have a right to stop learning. But not that you have the chiyuv to. Because really they ask the question, like, what's the chiddush of this mitzvah over any other mitzvah? The klal is, any mitzvah that you have to do, you have no heter to learn. If the mitzvah comes, you have to do it. The lacha is, you have to stop learning to do mitzvahs. That's the klal by your mitzvahs. We don't have a lacha of Isaac, but Torah is potter in a mitzvah. That's the one mitzvah you're not potter from. Because the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs. So you can't say, let's didn't learn Torah all day and not do mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. So Chur B'Klal, what's the chiddush here that if you're learning, you have to stop for Achnosas Kal, for Achnosas Kalah, and for Avoyas Ameh? Some want to say these mitzvahs are not really special mitzvahs. They're B'Klal, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. They need to be Gemilas Chasodim to a mace and to a Kalah. So the Pshal for Gemilas Chasodim and Echnaim, that's not a mitzvah. You have a chiyub, it's like to say, there's mana, I have to do it right now. And Lamosho, somebody is learning, he doesn't have to stop learning to go do chesed for somebody else. You don't have to stop now and go outside the street and look for somebody to do chesed with. Right now you're learning, you have a right to learn. If a mitzvah comes that you have to do, then you have to stop learning. So really it's a chiddush that you have to stop learning for these two mitzvahs. So Rashi the Pshat is, these are very, very important mitzvahs, so there is a new chiddush that you're supposed to stop. And so Nachloikis, some you shouldn't learn, it just means you have a right to stop, but not that you're mechuyev to stop. And it's good why the Mor brings down a Maisa, that even if Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he also used to stop learning in order to go to Atsoyes and Meis, or Achnosas Kala. Yeah. Also, Achnosas Kala doesn't stand mean, or here it means mamish if you see the way they take the Kala to the Chuppah. So our cases, when we go to Chastans, we don't see that. I mean, you have to first go to the hall. So usually the klal is, if you're Shiva Bacham, if you're learning, that if it's a mamish, you're going to Mesamech, or some Kala, if you're going to be Mesamech, then you have a heter. But otherwise, I mean, if you're not going to Masamech, then it's time you invite, if somebody wants to sit in yeshiva and learn yeshiva bacha, he's welcome to stay in yeshiva. The klal is usually not telling any chassan you can invite you should go to. Like this chiv you don't have. This chiv here is if you see them taking the kala outside, you're outside in the street, and you see them walking the kala to the chuppah, you have to stop learning to go there. When do we say this for Levaya, you should stop learning? When they don't have enough people by the Levaya, when they need you, then you should stop learning, go to Levaya. But they have enough people by the Levaya, then don't stop learning. Like I said before, there's only a mitzvah, really, Gemilas Chasodim. So klal is, when you're learning, you're not mechuyev right now to do Gemilas Chasodim. So special inyan, als kovar ameis. So if they have enough people without you, after your inyan, you can still learn. You don't have to stop. Oh, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. For the Mar of a Kama called Sorki, what's cool, he has enough. Come on, we never have this. Amra Shmuel Barini Mishmei Derav. Tracer Alfe Gavri. You have to have 12,000 men. Veshisar Alfe Shapure. And 6,000 people like blow shofars, like make announcements there. And the kids, you have to have 18,000 people. The Yarmulan, some say no. Tracer Alfe Gavri, 12,000. Only Nayu from these 12,000 should be Shisal Fishapuri. 6,000 I could, Rashi is like Machriz and Olav, Shivoy Lechvoide. There should be 6,000 people that announce, make an announcement, and another 6,000 there. Ula, Ma'ula said no, to go into Chaitzi Gavri, you have a line of people, Me'avula V'yatzichra, from one city to another city. That's how many people you have to have by Levaya. Rav Sheshes V'Temer, Rav Yechon Omar, Nitilosa K'nisinosa. When they take away a person, it should be the same amount of people the way it was when they gave the Torah. The Rashi, Nitilosa Shel Torah Mimenu, K'nisinosa V'Sinai. Nitilosa, Rashi says, Hainu K'shemes, V'Talmud Le'Botol. When Talmud Chochem dies, like, it's like we're taking away a Sefer Torah. So the same way you take away the Torah, it should be the same way when the Torah was given. That man is in us, just like when Hashem gave the Torah by Hasinai. Veshishim Revuyei, 600,000 Yidin, is at Nutilosa Veshishim Revuyei. The same thing, when a Talmud Chacham is Niftar, the Fikvoyde should be 600,000 people. Fahani meaning, when do we say this? Laman de Kori V'Toni. This was somebody that learned. Kori means he learned Mikra, and Toni he learned Mishnayis. The people that learned, then you're supposed to have this amount of people.